This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Millisecond I'm on air, in the back of my mind is saying, you're not doing a good enough job, you're not doing a good enough job, you're not doing a good enough job, because everybody overuses the term epic, but we're in epic times. I mean, we're on a planet in space. We've got tyrannical governments that are way worse than Hitler in what they've actually done evil. Hitler was a really bad guy. And we've got all these weird, spoiled, rotten leftists that follow this corporate propaganda to attack people that really want freedom and justice. And they're funded and run by a real Nazi collaborator. It's crazy. It's crazy. And I'm just in awe. I mean, it's so obvious that everybody should vote Republican. It's so obvious that they're not perfect, but the Democrats are cancer. It's so obvious that these people will stop at nothing. And I paid such a price for what I've stood for that it makes it that much more important we win. But I'll say this, I'm glad I paid this price, because being a slave to these people is a million times worse. And when you experience their lies, when you experience their evil, when you experience their fraud, when you experience their bullying, and you know that they know it's a lie that they manufactured, and then you watch them grandstanding how good they are all day, you just say to yourself, I feel like a sack of garbage. I mean, I feel good at many levels, too, but the fact that these people could dominate us when they're such known creeps, but here it is. The average person's really busy, you're working hard, and you're not political, so you just kind of don't know what the truth is. But let me tell you, I do this full time, and I'd give my right arm to stop these people. I'd give more than that, because we just got to get them off our backs. There's just, I mean, we have enough problems as it is trying to be good. If you're a good person, we may not make it and blow the planet up. If we had a bunch of people that mean well, we still all are sinners. But when you've got conscious sinners trying to be as evil as they can, with no qualms or no basement, no level they won't sink to, they're not the problem. It's those of us that aren't pure evil, we're the problem. So I'm just saying, the only reason this crap's been allowed is because we haven't done enough. And the first thing we got to do is stop caring what our neighbors and our friends and our family think if they're weak-minded. If you know you're doing the right thing and people are giving you a bunch of crap and you're sailing into headwinds, you're doing the right thing. If you've got the system patting you on the back, you got a problem. Man, we got so many great callers here. Mario says the Democrats are pushing super hard to vote. Let's hear from him real quick. Mario, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Yeah, it's everywhere. Vote, vote, vote. Vote, vote, vote. I mean, they're making their main push.
I'm in L.A., so you know it's real bad out here. Being a Trump supporter out here, it's real hard. You know, I was actually on the Jimmy Kimmel show one time, and they do interviews off the street of Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes.
And this, back in the Super Tuesday when before Trump was elected. And they actually, like, had me, like, I was voting for Trump, but they twisted and edited my words and made it seem like I didn't know what I was doing. You know?
Wait,
but
mainstream media deceptively edited? No.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel. And then now that video was, like, you can't even find it anymore. It's banned everywhere. I tried to look it up. It was on the news, but they took it down. And
because they don't want to empower people and show that you were a winner.
Exactly. And the fact that I was Hispanic, I was Hispanic in L.A. saying that I voted for him. They try to flip it on me, so they aired it. It aired on the show, but then soon after, it kind of, you know, they took it down.
So what do you think is going to happen?
I think, over here, I mean, when you watch basic cable in L.A.
Stay there, because I see in the comment you say they are losing. I want to hear this from Mario. Real quick, we come back. Paul Watson takes over. And Mr. Grinch, and oh my gosh, a few others. I mean, but Paul Watson's here. He's ready to take over, and people love listening to Paul. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Paul Joseph Watson coming up on the other side. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, Infowars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson from England is coming up here in just a few minutes. But Mario in California was talking about being Hispanic American and openly supporting Trump. That's like being anti-pedophilia at a NAMBLA convention. So, Mario, finish your point, because I see on the screen it says Democrats pushing super hard to vote. They are losing. I agree they're losing, but if we feel too confident, they could win.
Yeah, every commercial out here, like any during any show or any game you're watching, they're demonizing any people in Congress supporting them, and they're promoting all the people. Like every commercial, every Democrat's promoting. Their campaigns get promoted front line. You know, I never see any campaign for Republicans. And I just think it's real bias out here, you know, especially out here now.
Well, you know that 80% of the money in Congress Democrats have. People always think that Republicans are rich. No, almost all the billionaires in the world are socialists because they don't pay taxes and they want to control you. And so they get the tax money. So it's sick. Mario, you're awesome. God bless you. Let's talk to the Grinch, Mr. Grinch in Washington, D.C. You're a bad man, Mr. Grinch. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. My background is, I started listening to you in 2006 when you went on Ed Schultz radio show in Seattle.
I remember that show, yes.
Yeah, it was it cracked my mind open. Anyway, I hadn't been using my brain much except for, I've been a member of the Prison Planet Forum since, 2007, I think. And that's where the name Mr. Grinch comes from. Sorry.
Well, what's on your mind today, Mr. Grinch?
I wanted to talk to you about using your Prison Planet forum or maybe setting up a different forum for an alternate social media network.
We need to do that. It's just it takes money, it takes time, and it takes energy.
I think you could do it with the Prison Planet forum just by setting up a separate section. And making it so the people like the Chernoviches and such would be on there and there would be no replies allowed. So basically they would be their own moderators and then people were allowed to private message them back. And if they felt like it, they could, you know, repost the private messages if they were good enough.
No, we're definitely looking at that, Mr. Grinch. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. All right. I took a lot of calls today. I'm proud of that. I'm getting better than I used to be. A little bit better than I used to be because I'm alive. We love you, and America's alive. The world's alive. We're 21 days out from this historic election. So much is happening. We're trying to build a pro-human future. Paul Joseph Watson now for the next 50 minutes takes over the global broadcast. And then tonight, 8 to 10. Central Time, InfoWars coverage of the referendum on nationalism, on Trump, live election coverage, and the Beto, O'Rourke, Ted Cruz debate. We'll be covering it all. And again, We'll send out notifications to the folks that downloaded the app on the iPhone and the Droid. We're banned on iPhone, but you can still, if you have it, you've got it. If not, just email everybody and tell them tonight, 8 o'clock Central, see the banned coverage of the Beto, O'Rourke, Ted Cruz debate, such a critical Senate seat. They think if they win that, they'll be able to impeach Trump. We'll see. But now, let's go to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, take it away.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, we're going to be talking about a lot of issues today. We're probably going to touch on the Stormy Daniels horse face controversy. Again, Trump, the master of distraction, once again having the media in a tailspin over that little meme that he's launched. We're also going to get into, obviously, the Elizabeth Warren fallout from her 1 in 1,000 DNA blood sample of her being actually Native American. That continues to cause huge embarrassment, a massive own goal, everybody agrees. There you see, I just tweeted earlier, the left says that calling Stormy Daniels horseface, as Donald Trump did in a tweet today, is vile body shaming. The same left that constantly on a daily basis calls Donald Trump fat and says that he has a small penis. Double standards once again. Talking about double standards on Twitter, this is huge. You've probably heard of the NPC meme. We had an article up on Infowars.com about it yesterday. I've got a video coming out about the NPC meme later on tonight. And it's basically freaking the holy hell out of the left. They're absolutely in a tailspin about what to do about this. Twitter is now banning accounts and banning memes that feature this meme, the NPC meme. Now, for people who don't understand what it is, it means non-playable characters. It's a video game term. So you obviously know, you know, characters in video games who aren't controlled by humans, they're controlled by the AI. And even though the AI is getting really good now, you watch these NPC video game characters, all their actions are predetermined by their coding. That's why they appear robot-like, formulaic. They repeat the same movements over and over again. In fact, the example I give, even in Grand Theft Auto, which is obviously a very recent game, very highly thought of, the human characters walking around this city, they walk around the same block over and over again. They repeat the same movement because they're AI computer-controlled characters. They get to the end of one street, immediately turn back, walk to the other end of the street and back over and over again. So they've got the same movements. They've got the same responses. If you try and talk to them in video games, they'll say the same things over and over again. They're basically walking cliches, repeating the same glib mantras. And what does that possibly remind you of? Does it remind you of late night comedians who all share the same opinions and tell the same jokes on a nightly basis, as you see in that meme? Does it remind you of celebrities who all hold the same safe opinions that will not threaten their careers in the 18 to 35 demographic? Does it remind you of the leftist mob protesters who go out on the street and chant the same slogans over and over and over again? And when challenged, as we had Millie Weaver in that video from yesterday, that was up on Infowars.com, when challenged, they either get angry or they just scatter and disperse because they cannot break their coding. They are NPCs. That's why they're triggered by this meme, because it's mostly true. Now Twitter is banning accounts that have this NPC meme as their avatar, banning the memes, despite the fact that obviously we've had Donald Trump orange memes, Donald Trump Cheeto memes for the past 2+ years. They're not being banned. Again, once again, the whole narrative about this social media censorship was, there's no evidence they're discriminating against conservatives. There's no evidence they're discriminating against people with a political viewpoint, when that's exactly what they're doing with this NPC meme. Now, again, I've got a video on this coming out later. They're now claiming, the left, that this is dehumanizing. Why are they claiming it's dehumanizing? Because Twitter, as if it wasn't censorious enough, recently just introduced a new rule that says if you dehumanize someone, if you compare them to animals, if you discriminate against them based on their political beliefs, if they're an identifiable group, which is one of the identifiable groups that they designate is political beliefs, that is dehumanizing, that is a bannable offense. Now, the left can call us Nazis, they can call us white supremacists, they can call us Russian bots all day long, and that's not dehumanizing. But if you dare post a funny meme with this NPC face in it, and you'll be gone. And they're actually banning accounts right now. So a big video coming up on that later again. They're so triggered by this. It's the same with the Soy Boys meme. On the one hand, they claim, oh, this is just a playground insult. This is just beneath us. Like, we shouldn't even give this any attention. Yet, article after article after article, you see one right there, how the NPC meme tries to dehumanize SJWs. They're using that word so people on Twitter get banned for posting it, but all these accounts are just respawning. So it's not working.
Well, the whole point is how the left's been. The whole point is how the left's been dehumanized and been made to be robots, like THX1138. Is THX1138 going to be banned because it looks like one of these memes? That's what authoritarianism does. It destroys individualism.
Exactly. And they've dehumanized Kanye West for his political opinions. Meanwhile, you know, Taylor Swift is admirable and bold for having her political opinions. So again, it's complete double standard, complete hypocrisy. And I'm going to get more into it after the break and why this matters as we come to the run-up to the midterm elections. The left can't meme and they're trying to ban memes. We'll be back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
You have asked, are we happy? Are we happy and effective? Consultation with leading experts in the field makes it perfectly clear, that we are all now programmed for perfect happiness, perfect happiness, perfect happiness. Perfect happiness.
What's wrong?
Nothing, nothing really. I just feel that I need something stronger.
If you have a problem, don't hesitate to ask for assistance.
It's like you'll be all right.
Call 3485.
We are sorry, but we must deny your request. Firstborns are not allowed more than 5 units of Enerval. Remember, substitution of Enerval for Etrazine may cause a serious chemical imbalance. Thank you.
Work hard.
What's wrong?
Increase production.
What's wrong?
Prevent accidents.
What's wrong?
And be happy.
What's wrong?
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
What's wrong?
If you are receiving this transmission, you will have resistance.
And we are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm looking at an article as Twitter tries to ban the NPC meme as it explodes in popularity because it's freaking out the left. I'm looking at an article from back in June on Infowars.com. New scientific study proves the left can't meme. Now, that is not just a cliche. In fact, they admit it themselves. This was a study undertaken at University College London, which found that the most effective memes largely originated in two places. One, the Donald subreddit, which is obviously a forum devoted to boosting President Donald Trump. Many credited that forum with helping him stir up online support during the 2016 presidential election. And 4chan's politically incorrect poll forum. Those two forums are the most effective at not only creating memes, but spreading them throughout the rest of the internet. The researchers studied more than 100 million images from online communities. This was a vast study. And found that Poll, which is 4chan, had the highest volume of memes, while the Donald was the best at getting memes spread outside of its community. The researchers concluded that the algorithm they developed to identify the most effectively spread memes could be used for social media platforms trying to automatically detect hateful content. So the foundation of this study was based on how do we ban these memes because they're incredibly popular and there's no way to refute them other than with more memes. But you see, the left can't meme because they're so permanently petrified of offending somebody. They're so permanently trapped in a stasis of walking on eggshells constantly every single day. They cannot tolerate, they cannot allow edgy banter or edgy humor. I mean, for God's sake, they ban clapping at their own events because it might trigger people. So are they going to engage in satirical memes that might be offensive? No, they're not. They're going to call people Nazis, white supremacists, and Russian bots all day. That's fine. But when it comes to actual comedy, they've ruined it. So in the battleground of memes, they're completely failing, which is why they're trying to ban them. So this study proved that the Donald and Poll were the most effective forums for getting out memes. And this study was based around the prospect of banning them completely. They want to develop an algorithm to do that. Now, of course, everyone was freaking out a few weeks ago about the EU planning to ban memes. They got that through the first stage of its vote. It's probably going to come into effect where they force social media outlets to have these automatic upload filters which cancel out memes for copyright violation. This University College London study was based around filtering out the memes for hateful content, and we've seen Facebook push that before to the point where now Facebook is saying we've now basically almost perfected the technology not just to flag up text on posts that might be offensive, might be hate speech, of course, as we've learned, basically anything is hate speech at this point. InfoWars satirical videos were hate speech. That is the phony justification that they used to ban Alex Jones on Facebook. So we've got all this happening. We've got everyone freaking out about the EU banning memes. And yet, Twitter is already doing it with the NPC meme because it perfectly plays into this whole hashtag walkaway movement. Remember, Facebook suspended the founder, the organizer of the walkaway movement for a few days until there was massive backlash against that. Now, this is from an article by Evan James talking about the NPC meme, which, again, is all about how these automated AI automatons just say the same thing. They have the same stock responses to everything. You know, Donald Trump is orange. Donald Trump is bad. Rape is bad. And people respond to it with the same automaton profile pic, same avatar as you see right there. There you see the editorial team from the Huffington Post. Not so diverse, is it? There was actually a funny meme which I tweeted yesterday, where they compared the so-called white nationalists of the Proud Boys, and you zoomed in on the image. It was two Asian guys and a black guy. quite a ways more diverse than the Huffington Post editorial team right there. But this is what Evan James wrote out of, I think it was Jacobite magazine. He said, the NPC meme is a response to something real, something that snarky liberals and even leftists increasingly fail to notice. In short, it's a tragicomic acknowledgement that things are not okay and that we're all NPCs to one degree or another. The NPC meme lampoons our tendency to consume the products of mass culture precisely because they're easy to process, requiring neither personal effort nor learning. Serious cultural engagement requires focus. It nevertheless has a rejuvenating effect, whereas the passive consumption of mass culture leaves us more enervated than before. And again, the same goes for political opinions. You know, it takes a modicum of research. It takes a small step beyond superficial thinking to understand that, no, not everyone who doesn't have blue wave or hashtag resistance in their Twitter bio is an alt-right neo-Nazi. It just takes a tiny bit of research to understand that. It takes a tiny bit of research to understand that Donald Trump isn't leading America into a dystopian nightmare where, you know, the planet's oceans will boil over, where women who have abortions are sent to concentration camps under Kavanaugh's new regime. No, that's not going to happen. That's hysteria. But those are the talking points. Those are the glib mantras that they repeat over and over again. And this NPC meme is really undermining that narrative. And that's why they want to ban it. Because, again, they can't respond with their own memes against it because the left can't meme. Scientifically proven that the left can't meme. They admit to it. They're panicking about it. And, of course, their only recourse is censorship, is banning people. And on that very same subject, we've got this article up today out of Breitbart. Midterm meddling, Facebook banning misinformation ahead of elections. Facebook will ban election misinformation ahead of the midterms this year, including satirical posts which claim people can vote via text message. You saw James Woods was banned for that meme he posted saying white people shouldn't vote because they should let black people have their voices heard. White Democrats, obviously. It was obviously a joke. It was obviously satire. It was obviously a meme. Anyone who would actually act on that is a complete doofus who just needs to be ignored and laughed at. That is not going to have any impact on the election. What is going to have an impact on the election is the mass widespread banning of conservative accounts, which is exactly what Facebook is doing. We'll be back with more.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back on the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into that social media censorship news here in a moment. But first I want to tell you about the great specials available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we need your support more than ever. We have 50% off all InfoWars Life Super Sale. This is the Christmas Black Holiday and Cyber Monday special, all rolled into one. Look at these massive discounts. Brainforce Plus, 50% off. All of these with free shipping. Secret 12, 50% off. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste, 50% off. Super Male Vitality, Ultimate Bone Broth, Happies, Bodies, Alpha Power, again, all 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have the Knockout Sleep Aid and Silver Bullet at 50% off with free shipping, as well as other incredible specials. Again, that is a massive special, all rolled into one, at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have InfoWars Live Select Storable Food for 35% off. As Hurricane Michael recovery finally begins, the world can see in the aftermath how important survival preparation is. Of course, governments across the world have storable food supplies. Whenever private citizens try to get them, they're called kooks, they're called insane. But even in an emergency, recovery organizations like FEMA can be slow or unpredictable. Emergency response can take days to reach you for aid. That's why it's so important to make sure that you have the storable food that you need to weather the storm today. With amounts ranging from 3 days to a whole year, our storable food selection can make sure you're not the victim of circumstance. So you can stock up for yourself or help provide for your friends, family and neighbors in any emergency with our affordable storable food supply to be the most prepared citizen around you. Now, we've dropped the price of these storable food kits by 35% off to help you get ready for the worst. And for those who already have a supply, many of you have bought these products already, we've added new options for variety and taste to help you survive in comfort. Don't be forced to rely on wait for others for your survival. Get one of our emergency storable food supplies today at InfoWarsStore.com for a massive 35% off. You see, 4.7 out of 5 stars, 202 reviews. People are loving this product. They're loving the massive discounts available on InfoWars Live Select Storable Food, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Go and get your supply today. Let's get back into this social media censorship news. I was talking before the break about Facebook. Facebook is banning misinformation, which is completely vague, completely slippery term, ahead of elections. And again, the point is, they're the one meddling in elections by banning mainly conservative content. Of course, the other content they banned last week was this huge alternative media purge, which mainly affected, although I think it was right-wing news that had a massive Facebook page, over 3 million followers, that got deep-sixed. It was in coordination with Twitter. Even the private Twitter accounts of the people who ran some of these pages were deep-sixed on Twitter as well. Again, proving that political coordination between these two social media big tech giants. But most of the pages, from what I saw, including even some called The Resistance, they were actually left-wing pages, were either left-wing or at least libertarian-leaning. You had pro-drug legalization accounts that were banned. You had just basic libertarian accounts, anti-war accounts that were banned. Now, that is the key, because a lot of these people are basically like Julian Assange WikiLeaks types. They're not in favor of neoliberal or neocon empirical war policies. They're going to go out and tell people not to vote for Donald Trump, but they're also going to go out and tell people not to vote for Democrats. Now, that doesn't help you when you've got this whole blue wave narrative. You're trying to get people to vote who haven't voted before. So, yes, it was obviously political. Now we have Facebook banning misinformation. But what's interesting about this is another article which we got up on InfoWars.com entitled "No More Dissident Voices Succumb to Facebook and Twitter's Demands or Get Banned or Both." Now, the author of this article, which is an opinion piece on RT, points out that the actual list that they used for banning a lot of these accounts on Facebook and then on Twitter as well was taken directly from this Prop or Not list. You may remember this was back in 2016. This weird group with ties to big neocon foundations called Prop or Not, they made a list of 800, more than 800 actually, fake news websites. In fact, if you go to the WikiLeaks page on fake news, of course, which InfoWars features on, it contains many of these same websites. The point is, most of these websites that were banned by Facebook last week and Twitter were on this original Prop or Not blacklist published by the Washington Post back in November 2016. Now, the Washington Post had to admit and had to add an editorial comment to the top of their original article admitting that Prop or Not and their list was not trustworthy. that blacklist for these, quote, fake news websites was not trustworthy. It was politically partisan. They had to basically issue a correction telling people that this list couldn't be trusted. That was the Washington Post that did that back in November 2016. So why is Facebook, why is Twitter, as they claim that this is not politically motivated and because of some vague terms of service violation about cross-promotion of pages, which is what Facebook is all about. Everybody does it, whether they're political or not. Why are they now claiming that this is a credible list of fake news websites or websites that push misinformation that can be banned when the original blacklist that it was based on, even the Washington Post admitted that that couldn't be trusted? Now, the author writes in this article, the first thing you need to know about this purge is that we can be relatively sure who was behind it. Facebook openly announced it was working with the NATO-funded Atlantic Council, which is a big neocon group, big never-Trumper group, to prevent Facebook service from being abused during elections. The Atlantic Council director list is no less than a who's who of well-established war criminals, including Henry Kissinger. This is basically a deep state group that was working with Facebook, telling them who to ban. But it gets even better than that. Most of the 800 pages removed by Facebook last Thursday were honorable mentions in a blacklist published by the Washington Post in November 2016, including and especially the Anti-Media, which is one of these big pages that got banned. The Post relied upon the findings of a shadowy and questionable outfit known as Prop or Not, which compiled a list of media organizations that claimed were part of a sophisticated Russian propaganda campaign. And again, the vast majority of these websites had no connections whatsoever to Russian propaganda. They're basically anti-war people, some of them libertarians, some of them talking about, you know, marijuana legalization and issues like this. Some of them not even related to geopolitics or anything close to Russia, and they got deep-sixed. Now, this group, after this huge ban occurred, which they were fundamental in actioning, they got on Twitter and started bragging about how they got all these pages banned. The Prop or Not account tweeted about it. They said, Russian propaganda is very, very mad about their various front outlets and fellow travelers getting suspended by Facebook or Twitter. And again, these were individuals in many cases. The pages were not misleading. They were talking about geopolitics. They were talking about marijuana legalization. They were talking about gun control. Some of them were right-wing. Some of them were far left. And yet this group, this dodgy group, which nobody really knows who's in it, which the Washington Post admits, the list that they produced, this fake news list of websites that needed to be banned, was not trustworthy. And yet that is the list, at least partially, that both Facebook and Twitter used before the ban as a raison d'etre to ban all these websites. There's another article up on the Organic Prepper blog, I think it is. It's called The People Stopping Election Interference Are the Ones Who Are Actually Rigging the Election. And that is the point here. When you ban memes, when you ban all these giant pages, some of them with millions and millions of followers, on these spurious, vague definitions of what constitutes TOS violation, that in and of itself is election meddling. Okay, it's been proven that all these Russian accounts, some of them were even pro-Black Lives Matter, pro-leftist accounts, had basically no impact on the 2016 presidential election. It was a huge, contrived, hysterical moral panic that was inflated to create the moral panic in the first place, which led to Facebook and Twitter creating the phony justifications to ban all these pages. It's absolutely insidious, and yet everybody's basically forgotten about it already. Absolutely incredible. We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show Live, InfoWars.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live on the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to get into some news out of Europe here in a moment. First, I want to talk about Elizabeth Warren, because we've got a South Park clip which is incredibly prescient, which we're going to play here in a moment. But there's a headline up on the Hill right now. Lindsey Graham: I'm taking DNA test. I think I can beat Elizabeth Warren on amount of Cherokee heritage. Because, of course, scientists have proven, basically, that European Americans have, I think it's 0.18% potentially of Native American DNA, at least double the amount that Elizabeth Warren has. So basically now we're all potentially oppressed. We can all abuse this endlessly for our own, you know, identity politics exploitation. But Senator Lindsey Graham has told Fox and Friends today he would be taking a DNA test and that he thinks he can beat Elizabeth Warren in terms of the amount of Cherokee heritage that will show. I've been told that my grandmother was part Cherokee Indian. It may all be just talk, but you're going to find out in a couple of weeks because I'm going to take this test. How many different people are going to take this test now? What a massive own goal. This is absolutely hilarious. To read, what was it, the 30 thread tweet that she put up yesterday trying to defend this, which she then switched into a different subject halfway through. It was absolutely, oh, it was just golden. The amount, the scale of this own goal cannot be quantified. In fact, if you looked in the responses to that tweet, half of them were Democrats saying, please, please, Elizabeth Warren, shut up. This is the one thing we didn't need in the run-up to the midterms. But Warren released the results of a DNA test on Monday, which strongly supported her claims, which the media, of course, repeated ad infinitum, even though they proved the complete opposite, of some Native American ancestry. Trump went so far as to promise to donate $1 million to charity of her choice if she took a DNA test. Of course, he also said if she became the nominee, which the media left that out again. But now Lindsey Graham is taking the DNA test. Everyone should take the DNA test to find out truly how oppressed they are, which is what this South Park clip gets into. Now you too can be a victim of oppression. Here's the South Park clip.
Hey, you. That's right, you. Wouldn't you like to know the story of you? What makes you, you? DNA and Me is a genetic service that can help you find out exactly who your ancestors were. You might be surprised.
I thought I was just a standard white guy, but DNA and Me showed that I'm actually 4.2% Cherokee Indian.
Turns out I'm not totally white. I'm also part Northern Asian and even some Kurdish. I'm a victim of oppression.
I used to get in trouble for always using the N-word. But with DNA and Me, I found out that I'm 2.1% black.
Morning, Steve.
Stop. The test is easy. Simply swab the inside of your mouth and send it into our labs.
People made fun of me for being French. DNA and Me showed I was 8% Navajo. Nobody's making fun of me now or my people who are victims.
I'm 13% victim.
I'm 21% victim.
Order now and find out if your friends should be more sympathetic towards you. DNA and Me. Are you in? Hell f***ing yes, I'm in.
Everyone needs to take a DNA test now. This has established the new rule. If you have, what is it, one out of a thousand or more percentage of any non-white DNA as a white person, that means you are oppressed. That means you can claim safe space, you know, you can claim extra juicy benefits, positive discrimination, basically. Scientists say the average European-American is 0.18% Native American. So that now double qualifies you as a person of color. And basically, they're still claiming that she never exploited it to get ahead. Even though it's literally in the Fordham Law Review, they said that there were no professors who were women of color until Harvard Law School hired its first woman of color, Elizabeth Warren, in 1995. So, yes, she did exploit it. She literally, what was it, said her mother. She said basically said her dad was racist against her mother to some extent because of her Native American heritage. Turns out that it's like 10 generations back. What a huge own goal. Even most resistance members realize it. They're freaking out all over Twitter, telling her to shut up about it. The longer that Trump can drag this on, the better it will be. Again, a massive backfire, if ever there was one. Let's get into some news out of Europe, though, because we had a big story up on Infowars.com yesterday. Macron, President Macron of France, says the epicenter of the French language is now in Africa. During a visit to Armenia, French President Emmanuel Macron said the epicenter of the French language is now not in Paris, but in Africa. Yes, he literally said that. He said, quote, "The French language does not belong to any of us, but belongs to everyone. She emancipated herself from a bond with the French nation to welcome all imaginaries." He went on to say, quote, "When I speak French, I speak our French languages. Its epicenter is neither on the right nor the left of the Seine," which is the river in Paris. It is probably in the Congo Basin or somewhere in that region. Now, recall that this is the same guy who only a couple of months ago, during a visit to Denmark, asserted that true Frenchmen and Danes do not exist and that now everyone is a European. And I've talked about it before. He literally cited a book. I think there's a book. Basically an argument made by an American professor called Stephen Smith, who said that the number of Africans living in Europe will grow from 9 million, which is what it is now roughly, to between 150 million and 200 million within the next 30 years. President Emmanuel Macron embraced this, said it was the destiny for Europe. He heralded the birth of Eurabia. Of course, what happens if you invite 200 million Africans into Europe is that Europe becomes Africa. For better or worse, you can make that argument, but that's what happens. Is it any wonder that Macron's approval rating sunk to 29%? The guy's only been in office for less than 18 months. He's already at 29%. People point to polls about Trump. You know, you've got the Rasmussen poll, which shows Trump at around 50-51% right now. You've got CNN polls and others, ABC, that say, what, 38, 39, 40. People say, oh, those approval ratings are so bad. Well, they're better than any other major European leader right now. Angela Merkel's polls have collapsed. Theresa May is basically not much above 30. Macron is at 29%, and is it any wonder with that kind of insulting rhetoric? Meanwhile, in Greece, large Christian cross pulled down because it could be offensive to Muslim migrants. Literally, they erected this big cross up on a hill on the island of Lesbos, which is where all these refugees, call them refugees, economic migrants are flooding in. This left-wing pro-refugee group wrote a letter to the local mayor and said, literally, it was grossly offensive to Muslims. It was racist to have a Christian cross up on this cliff. In a Christian nation, they ordered it to be pulled down. Days later, it was toppled. That's happening in Greece. Meanwhile, US school bans Christmas carols containing the word Jesus in fear that they may be offensive to diverse students. So again, you can have all this diversity, but when it comes to Christian diversity, when they need to get represented, no, that doesn't count, does it? Students at Robius Middle School in Chesterfield County, Virginia, have been told they won't be singing any songs representing Jesus due to the sacred nature of Christ. We had a few students who weren't comfortable singing a piece I've done many times in the past, but it is of a sacred nature and does mention Jesus, God forbid. The school's chorus teacher tells parents in an email, after meeting with school administrators, the school opted against singing any carols of directly sacred nature. By sacred, they just mean anything Christian, basically, in an attempt to be more sensitive to the school's diverse population. So again, that's not about diversity, that's about extinguishing Christianity within that school. Isn't diversity about acknowledging and embracing all religions? No, apart from that one. The plans haven't been well received. What a surprise that is. One parent, David Allen, argues that the plans go against the very idea the school is trying to promote. He said, quote, I'm trying to rationalize how you can encourage diversity and yet be exclusionary in one specific area. And that's what it's all about. In Germany, Islamic State Syrian asylum seeker shot by police after Molotov attack, hostage taken. Again, numerous incidents in Germany over the past 3 years since they opened the borders to a million plus migrants, mostly Muslim migrants. Now, a Syrian asylum seeker who ranted about the Islamic State during an apparent attack at one of Germany's busiest railway stations remains in intensive care after being shot during a police operation to free a hostage. This was a 55-year-old Syrian male. His victim was a 14-year-old girl. He basically threw a Molotov cocktail that started a fire. The girl suffered severe burns, but thankfully she managed to escape, and the police were able to shoot him. Again, Germany continues to have now actual no-go zones in Germany. Germany never had Islamic no-go zones before. Now they officially do, after Merkel opened the borders. Again, no surprise that her approval ratings are in the toilet. No surprise that AfD is surging. Recorded hate crime surge. Hatred of men could soon be a crime in the UK. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of feminists, but I don't think you should be charged with a hate crime if you say I don't like men. They're also talking about making it illegal to talk bad about goths. Yes, really. The United Kingdom is a meme at this point. That's going to wrap it up for the show. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.